Welcome to another episode of The Central Word, a podcast ministry of Central Baptist Church, Texarkana, Arkansas. Today's episode is from the morning message of Sunday, November 19th, and is preached by our pastor, Brother Mike Silvey. Our desire is that this message build you up in your faith as you walk daily with Christ. Here now is Brother Mike preaching from Ephesians 5:20, a message titled, The Spirit of Thankfulness.
Thanksgiving. This is a wonderful Thanksgiving verse. Here the Bible says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the spirit of thanksgiving. And this verse teaches us that there is a gift that we need to be giving others on a regular basis, and that is the gift of thanks. You say a lot when you give the gift of thanks to someone else. And in the introduction part of the outline, there are about four different things I list there that you say when you give the gift of thanks. Number one, it says to others, you matter. Number two, it says to others, you are loved. It says to others, you are appreciated. And it says what you do is valued. So you give significance. You give love. You get appreciation. You give value to someone else whenever you say thank you. You say a lot when you give the gift of thanks. And this verse that we're going to study this morning teaches us how we can be in the spirit of thanks all year round. This verse speaks about a duration to our thanks. It says give thanks always. We're to be giving thanks at time of Thanksgiving. We're to be giving time of thanks when it's a day of trial and difficulty and suffering. There's also a dimension to Thanksgiving that this verse talks about. It says give thanks for all things. That covers a whole lot. So there's a dimension to our life of thanks. And then there's a direction. It is properly directed upward to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And only as we direct it upward and we can really say thank you to God does thanksgiving flow to everyone around us like it should. And so this is a great Thanksgiving verse for us this morning. And this verse actually is tied to the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our life. The reason why some are not filled with thankfulness is because this life quality comes from the filling of the Holy Spirit. The verse on thankfulness in verse 20 is tied directly to the fullness of the Holy Spirit in verse 18. Look at the text again. There is a string of commas here that link these verses together. Verse 18, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, comma, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, comma, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, comma, submitting to one another in the fear of God. The lesson of the commas is that unless you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will not be filled with a spirit of thankfulness. They're connected. They go together. And so as we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we are under the control of the Holy Spirit. If you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit in your life, and all it takes is for you to surrender on any given day to the Holy Spirit's control and say, yes, Lord, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit today. Control me, lead me, crucify my flesh. You be in charge, not me. The Holy Spirit's there to take over. Amen. And He will. And He'll begin to change how you talk and how you feel. And He'll make you a thankful person. Amen. And so this is the spirit of thanksgiving. One way you know that you are filled with the Holy Spirit is that you're filled with gratitude. And so the Holy Spirit is the one who makes us able to really be thankful. So this morning, I want to give you a Thanksgiving test. I know that school is out, and test is an ugly word, but I find here these three parts of the verse poses us some important questions about our heart. And so I want to just pose these questions to you and just relax. I'm going to give you the answers too. So it's an easy test. All the answers are right here in front of us, okay? So, Thanksgiving test. Number one, in response to what God's telling us here, number one, I want to ask you, do we give thanks always? That's the first part of the verse. Giving thanks always. And that word is very specific in the original. Always means for each and every thing. All of it. I'm sorry. I jumped ahead there. Let me back up. The word always means all the time. For all things. The phrase all things is what I'm going to come to in just a minute. Each and everything. Sorry about that. But always means at all times. And so we give thanks not only at the time of Thanksgiving, but we give thanks all year round. And how is that possible? It's possible through the Holy Spirit in our life. As He's flowing in our life, there's going to be Thanksgiving that is flowing. And the Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit is always with us, within us. Jesus says that I will never leave you nor forsake you. And it is through the presence of the Holy Spirit that Christ's presence is with us. The Holy Spirit is the one who brings Christ's presence to us. And so the Holy Spirit's always with us. And Jesus described the presence of the Holy Spirit in a Christian's life like a flowing river. In John chapter 7, he said that he who believes in me, in verse 38, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. So here the Holy Spirit is described as a river. And it's just as natural to give thanks when the Holy Spirit's in control of your life as it is to get wet whenever you jump into a river. I mean, it just happens. It's automatic. And the Holy Spirit's always flowing in our lives, sometimes more, sometimes less. The capacity is tied to the capacity of our obedience. And so the more we're saying yes to Him, the more He's flowing into our life, the things that we need to serve God and please God and bless others. And one of the ways we're going to be blessing others is through a life of gratitude, giving thanks. And through the Holy Spirit's control, we're doing all these things. We're going to live a holy life in the fear of God. We're going to be living a righteous life, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, worshiping the Lord from our hearts, and we're going to be giving thanks. It's the flow of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So the answer should be yes, that we're giving thanks always. Why? Because the Holy Spirit should always be flowing in our lives. Another truth that our answer is based on and the first point underneath the first question is the Holy Spirit is with us always and wants to empower us every day with thanksgiving. And then the second truth that's listed there is that Spirit-filled thankfulness is not tied to our circumstances. And this time of Thanksgiving is a great reminder of that. The very first Thanksgiving happened a long, long time ago. Y'all remember the year? 1621, long time ago, early days of people coming to our country from Europe. The pilgrims came over on the Mayflower in 1620. And as I looked up details about that event, it's just amazing when you look at it. Things were so, so hard for them. It was a hard time. Hard circumstances, yet out of the hard circumstance came this celebration of Thanksgiving that we're still celebrating over 400 years later. What was it like for them? Well, there were 44 pilgrims who set sail on the Mayflower on September the 6th, and there were 66 others who were coming to the new land for another reason. They were coming for economic reasons, or possibly some were trying to get away from people they wanted to get away from. And so there were a majority of the occupants on the Mayflower that were not pilgrims. The pilgrims were coming for religious freedom. They were coming to find a new land in which they would have freedom to worship God. They were spiritual people, but they were in the minority. And on the way over, it was cold, it was damp. Many people got sick because they were sailing on a wooden ship. The risk of fire kept them from building fires to cook their food, to warm their food. They had to eat their food cold. And you had 100 people all cram-packed in the small area about the size of a volleyball court. And the living quarters that they were in were no higher than 5 feet. And so this is the way they were. Many of the time they were on the ship. And one person even died on the way over. They had death on board on the way over. And then when they landed, it got worse. They landed and when winter ensued and sickness ran through the establishment there, and by the first year, more than half of the people died. It was said that they made 7 times more graves than they did build huts. But a friendly native came out of the woods and taught them how to plant crops. And the next year, 1621, they had a good harvest. And they had enough food so that all of them didn't die. And out of that, they said, we need to have thanksgiving to the Lord. And they did that. So thanksgiving is not tied to our circumstances. Are things bad for you? Are you sailing a ship right now that's got cramp in your style and everything's bad and you don't have much positive to look at? The thanksgiving spirit that we're looking here at Scripture is not tied to our circumstances. It's tied to the Holy Spirit's work in our life and His presence in our life. And He can take anything and turn it around. It was the Holy Spirit who looked at all those circumstances the pilgrims were dealing with. And He was living in them. And what He said through them when He looked at all the circumstances was, Happy Thanksgiving. And we've been celebrating it ever since. And so if we can't say that we're giving thanks always, it could be that we're letting circumstances pull us away, and circumstances should never cause us to lose our thanksgiving spirit, because thanksgiving really is tied through the work that God is doing in our lives through the Spirit. And that's the third truth under this first question. That if the Spirit's here, He's doing a work. And He can take any situation and turn it around. He can work through any situation and make it something that people talk about for years. And do something great and good. That's what He does. So number one, do we give thanks always? We can and we should. Question number two, do we give thanks for all things? Now, let me come back to my prior definition. The word all things here, the phrase all things, is very specific, and it means each and everything. So it covers everything in our life. The first question primarily dealt with time, giving thanks always. This second question deals with things. It deals with people, possessions, places, all these things in our life that tend to rob us of a true thankful spirit. But we can and we should give thanks for all things based on several truths that we've got listed here. Number one, if we're to be thankful for all things, then we know God is using all things for our good. Romans 8:28. We know that God, that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. So if we're to be giving thanks for everything, then that means God, according to Romans 8:28, is bringing about a good purpose for everything in our life, the good and the bad. The Bible doesn't say everything's good. The Bible says that God works everything for good. And so even those trials and difficulties and losses and setbacks and stumbling blocks that occur in our life, we can look at that and say, God, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for how you're working in my life right now. I'm thankful you're bringing me through this. I'm thankful for what you can do on the other side of this. God is working it all together for good. Another truth that we need to consider is that an unthankful spirit sees all things as their own possessions existing for their happiness. This is the reason why we let circumstances bring us down sometimes, is because we see all things in our life as for our purpose. It's there to help me. It's there to make me happy. It's there to give me a good life. God is going to give us a good life, the best life. But sometimes He uses difficult circumstances to provide that. And we're not here for our own happiness. We're not here to have a life centered around ourselves. We are here to have a life centered around God. And in Him is our fullest joy as we die to ourselves. So that means sometimes there are going to be some things that come and go in our life. There are going to be some difficulties that we go through. The Bible says they that seek to live godly will suffer persecution in Christ Jesus. And so there are some difficult things that we have to go through. But it doesn't mean that we don't have some things to be thankful for. On the contrary, the thankful spirit sees all things as Christ's possessions existing to give Him glory forever. And this is what Paul is talking about in a companion scripture in Colossians chapter 1. You just turn right in your Bible a couple of pages, and you see that Paul is talking about this very same subject in Colossians chapter 1 in verse 12, where he says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. How are we qualified? The next verse, verse 13, we're qualified through the life of His dear Son, the Son of His love. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. All life is centered in Him, the next verses say. For He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things, there's that phrase again, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him. So all the stuff that we have and that we can enjoy from time to time, it's not really for us. It's for Him. It says we let those things glorify Him in our life. That's when we truly can find our satisfaction and fulfillment in our giving of thanks. Because the good, the bad, the difficult, the easy, it all goes to bring preeminence to Christ in our life. Give Him glory. And that's what the Father is all about. And that's what the Spirit is all about. The Spirit has come to glorify the Son. And when we line up with that purpose, and we let all the good and the bad and the ugly and everything in our life bring glory to Christ through a thankful spirit, the Holy Spirit says, I can get on board with that. That's what I'm here for. That's what we need to do. We need to lift up praise to the Lord, because the Lord Jesus Christ is at the center of everything in this universe. Unless we get in touch with that center, we'll never be whole and we'll never be fully satisfied. But it doesn't matter what we don't have of the things of this world. If we're in Him, the Bible says we're complete in Him. Colossians 2, verse 9 and 10. We're complete in Him. And so if we have Him, then we can have a thankful spirit. And so if there's something that's robbing you of thanksgiving this year, you need to see that something as something that can bring preeminence to Christ. As you accept it and you use it to glorify Him, as you depend upon His strength to get through dealing with that, then in that there can be a true thankful spirit. So So that leads us to the last truth under this section, and that is, if we're not thankful for all things, then a person other than the Holy Spirit has control. And so this leads us back to asking the question, is the Holy Spirit controlling our life, as Ephesians chapter 5 teaches us? If He does, then we'll give thanks always, and we'll give thanks for all things, and we'll truly be in a right connection with God, and we'll be looking up. And this is the third part of the test, and that is, are we giving thanks to God above? This is the other part of the verse that's so very important. You know, we all want to be kind and courteous, and we know that there's people out there that are doing things for us, and we are in the habit of saying thank you to a lot of different people in our life. We say thank you to the cashier at the grocery store. We say thank you to the bank teller at the bank. We say thank you to the medical professional that comes to us with all kinds of scary utensils to poke and prod us with. And we say thank you to them because we know they're doing something good. But do we really direct our thanks up to God? Always for all things. And really mean it. That's the question this verse is posing to us. Do we really direct it to God, the Father? And say, Lord, I thank you for everything that's in my life. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for how you're working in my life through your Spirit's control. True thanks is not given until it moves upward to God through Christ. That's our first truth under this question. True thanks is not given until it moves upward to God through Christ. Now you think about this. If you're thinking everybody else in your life, and maybe you're really a thankful person and you're really putting out compliments everywhere, but when you're alone with God, and it's just you and God in your heart, in your life, and there you can't find the thanks because there's difficulty, then what's really going on? You're really looking at things in a self-centered way. It's about what is it doing for me? See, I'm giving thanks to all these people because I want them to think good about me, and so they'll turn around and continue to do good things for me. It's easy to get in our life a very self-centered mentality where in our weakness, and we're all weak in this way, this is why we need the Spirit's control, is that if it's about us, then we're not really directing it upward where it belongs. And as we direct it upward then to the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's then that thanksgiving really is empowered, and then it overflows. That's how it's supposed to go. It's not supposed to go horizontally just from our life to other lives. It's supposed to go upward first, and then there in its fullness, it overflows into everybody's life around us. That's how it flows. And that's how it blesses. And so are we giving thanks above? This also shows us that a life of thanks is a life of prayer. How do we give thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? You pray. And this is a pattern of prayer that we have here. We pray to God the Father in the name of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the pattern of prayer. And this is the way thanksgiving flows in our life also. So the bottom line is, it all comes down to this, that every good and perfect gift comes from above, James 1:17. And when we're convinced of that, then we can't help but thank God. Every good and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, the Bible says, in whom is no variation or shadow of turning. Do you know what that picture presents? No shadow of turning. It means that God never moves away from being good and perfect in His dealings with us. The picture here is of the earth and the shadow of turning that the earth experiences on a regular basis. Every 24 hours, there's a great shadow that comes over our earth. We call it nighttime. When that happens, we know it's time to settle down and get ready to relax and to get in bed. 24 hours is the time it takes for the sun to turn, or the earth to turn around one time. And so when we turn around and we get to a position where the sun's on the other side of our part of the earth, it gets dark. This is the shadow of turning that this verse is picturing to us. And so we see that there is night and day. Things change here on this earth. But with the Father of lights, it's saying there's no change with Him. There's no night with Him. There's no time in which He's going to stop being good. There's no time in which He's going to stop raining down perfect gifts in our life. There's no shadow of turning with Him, but He is always shining and pouring down into our life every good and perfect gift. And that's why when we're convinced of that, we can't help but look up and say, Father, I thank You. I thank You for being so good to me through Your Son and all the gifts that You've given. All the gifts that are still coming and that will come for all of eternity. I thank You that I'm able just to receive what You have for me. Someone said when asked if their cup is half full or half empty, their response, they said, is that I'm just thankful I have a cup. And I think that's a good way of looking at it. None of us will have a perfect life. None of us will get out of this life without bumps, scrapes, bruises, some difficult scars that are inflicted upon us because we live life under the sun. But we've got a good, good God. And He is wanting to bless us and pour into our life things that we need. And things that we can't have apart from Him. But through Him, in our little cup, we can receive the Spirit. And through the Spirit, all these other good things, to glorify Christ, to do God's will, to honor Him, so that when we stand before Him one day, He'll look at us and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Central Word. Our prayer is that this message will encourage you in your walk with Christ as we dive into God's Word each and every week. Thanks again for joining us, and may God bless you in the week to come.